Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, January 7th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And we are going to be talking now with our good friend, Aaron Hess, Branch Executive Director with the Southbrook County YMCA and Adams YMCA Aspires Health Center. We want to send a gigantic shout-out to our friends at Tri-City Services, sponsoring the segment. A big thank you to them. Buy local support those that support this community, everybody. Aaron, it is good to see you. How you been?
Been good, busy and good.
Yeah. Happy New Year to you and the team over there. We appreciate so much the Y, not only joining us, but everything the Y puts into this community. Mm-hmm. We know it is one of our hubs in this area. And from as far as I can tell, because I pass it every day, multiple times a day, just seems like it's only getting busier over there.
Oh, this is that time of year. Really does.
Yeah. Let's dive right in, Aaron, because there's a lot going on over there. And I want to start, if you don't mind, with the Pay the Day promotion that runs through Friday this week.
Great. Yeah, that's a great place to start. So if you join today, the 7th, then you're going to pay $7 for the month of January, which is a huge deal. There's no joiner's fee. Typically, a joiner's fee is $60. So you're going to avoid that. And it doesn't matter how long it's been since you've been a member. So I know in the past when we did these promotions, we always had it, you had to be a member over 6 months ago. So it had to be a rather significant gap in time. And this year we did it differently. You know, if you, let's say you were a member even up through November and then you terminated for December and you want to come back, we are going to let you be part of this promotion because we know it's financially a huge deal. You know, it helps people out quite a bit. And January is usually that time of year where we start to think about how things went the previous year and what changes do we want to make. And rather than making finance, you know, a hurdle to jump through, we're going to let this promotion be for absolutely anybody.
You might know this better than me, Aaron, but I know coming from a bit of an athlete background and an athletic family, there are plenty of times where I've heard people, or friends of my dad's or anything like that, that want to make an investment in their health and in their, you know, losing weight or what have you. But oftentimes it could be a membership at this that they can't afford or something like that. I appreciate so much that, especially here in January, you're hitting this at the perfect time. You're right. Yeah. That you're working with people, and you don't want anybody who has any of these resolutions or just in general just wants to invest in their body and invest in that they don't want that to be a holding them back.
Exactly.
We don't want that to be a reason to keep you from doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. Anything that we can do to reduce barriers, that's really what our goal is. Yeah.
Reach out to the Y about that before Friday. But certainly, if you forget, if you're not able to or something like that, one of the biggest things I champion about what you guys do at the Y is working with the community as much as you do. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
We want more and more people at the Y. We want to keep the lights on. It's important. Want to keep Aaron getting paid. That's important.
Hey, thank you.
But so we appreciate that. But it's not just that. That's not the bottom line.
Exactly.
And it stands out about our Y a lot, I think.
Oh, yeah.
We also have the FA check for easier scholarships program.
Oh, my gosh. I am super excited about this. So we invested in this new program. So membership staff at the desk, all they have to do is input your name, your address. If you have a phone number, we put in a phone number. If you have an email, we put in an email. And it's got this, it's way above my pay grade. There's some algorithm that it looks into. And then it shows up where you would land on our scholarship scale.
Hmm.
So you don't have to bring in any financial information. You don't have to say anything that could be perceived as embarrassing or anything like that at our front desk. And it's so quick, within seconds. And then let's say it comes back at maybe 20% off, whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you're still in that position where, okay, this still doesn't help me out enough. And then that's where we have that conversation away from everybody else. And we talk about, okay, financially, what's going to work better for you and for your family. So there are some majority of the cases, people are coming in and it lands perfectly on the scale for that person or that family, which is great. But we have had a few where we've had to have a separate conversation and figure out, because we all know, you know, we have some unique situations, some situations that this program isn't going to catch or see. So we still have that option where you can sit down and talk with us and we can figure out What's going to work best for you?
We've had similar discussions with this with a lot of my students and when in teaching acting and writing and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's a little similar, not the same thing, but a little similar, where it's something that maybe not life or death, but something that can certainly benefit your life if you're able to make the investment.
Yes.
And, and benefit your not just your career, but your mental, your physical health, all those things. Now, the why certainly does that. Mm-hmm. But not just coming from that background, but just I've been honest about this before with the audience. I come from the poor background, and I know what it's like to be afraid to ask questions that involve finances, to the fear of others hearing and you know, being embarrassed that you know you need help or any of mm-hmm. these things. One thing I will mention is a lot more people than you realize are in this category than you might think. Way too many people, to be honest, are in this category. But also, one of the things that the Y and so many nonprofits are doing in this area is mm-hmm. is trying to take away that stigma to this so much. I cannot encourage you enough to not let that hold you back. Mm-hmm. That you deserve just as much as anybody else out there. The benefits of the Y and some of these other things. Reach out, find out. There is no side effect, you know, to this. There is no negative to this one.
Yeah. And this is where, you know, as a why, we do our best to try to get the word out. Mm-hmm. You know, some people, we still get members that are people that come in and inquiring about membership. And then, you know, we share about our scholarship program. And so many times they say, well, I had no idea you offered this. And, you know, and it's a struggle for us because this is not something that we want to keep a secret any means. This is why we do fundraising. Specifically for this program. It's not for my salary. It's not for new equipment. It's really, it's all for this membership program so that we turn no one away.
Yeah. And what a unique, cool thing to be able to offer, too, where you might have fears. Oh, I don't want anybody to overhear this, or I don't want to share this with somebody. This algorithm, this program is so cool. Really takes so much of that out of there. Mm-hmm. And where it's just, you're up there just like anybody else. Mm-hmm. I really find that unique. I look more into that program. Just in itself is very cool. But I encourage you to find out more with our why, and we'll give you how you can do that before we wrap up today with Aaron. Do you want to get into the Smart Start Weight Loss as well? Talk about timely things. This is a perfect time for this one, Eric.
Yes. So Smart Start Weight Loss, the date is a little bit different. So it's going to be a February start date, and I think we went through and started editing those dates. Okay. Originally, we were going to do January, but now we moved it to February.
Sure.
But anyway, so Smart Start Weight Loss. So you have the opportunity to work with a personal trainer for 5 sessions, and then you have the opportunity to work with a registered dietitian. And then you're part of a mindful eating program. You're part of a lunch and learn program. So there's a good amount of nutrition support with this program. And then there's also the support aspect. So you and everyone else who sign up for this program, you have the opportunity to come together and talk about what your successes are, what you're struggling with, you know, kind of share ideas with each other about, you know, how to, you know, what are some techniques for dealing with this, or, you know, dealing with cues. You know, how many times, okay, I just got to say, I love the commercial. I forget what it's for, but Matthew McConaughey is saying, how the commercials are trying to get you to eat food or whatnot.
They're great.
And that's our reality. Advertising in this country, I mean, these are geniuses. They know how to put these thoughts in our heads of, oh, it is time to go to the pantry and grab that mm-hmm. bag of chips that I want, whatever.
Yeah.
So, and that's just one example of people coming together and kind of offering some techniques on how to get around or how to avoid some of those eating cues and whatnot. So it's not necessarily all about exercise. It's about how you get the group support. It's some realistic, mm-hmm. usable techniques and strategies to set yourself up for success and just kind of go down that healthier path.
We do on our morning show, you know, especially this time of year, every year, we do the New Year's resolutions. What are the more popular ones? How do people mm-hmm. succeed at these? And every year, it's the same thing. The most consistent thing about the people that succeed, they have support. They have a support system of some kind or another. Sometimes it's family and friends. Sometimes it's strangers. Sometimes it's a little bit of all of the above. Mm-hmm. But overwhelmingly, the people that succeed at these things are having a support system. And I think that part is really important. And you get a lot of that with this program, with the Smart Start Weight Loss. It's really almost just built into it where you have that support system. And encourage people to reach out to it about that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And this comes with a free consultation. So if you have questions about the program, get a hold of Jacob, our Healthy Living Director, because he will sit down with you one-on-one, talk with you about the program, all the details, and then kind of do a consultation as far as your fitness level, where you're at, and nutrition and all that good stuff.
We're speaking with Aaron Hess from the South Oak County YMCA. And Aaron, we have the father-son game night coming up and father-daughter dance. I want to touch on those.
Yeah, absolutely.
So no reason whatsoever I want to touch on, though. No bias at all, journalistically at all.
Yeah, I love it. So father-son, this was started last year, and it was so much fun watching these dads try to beat their boys with dodgeballs. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, this is the one time that dads can get a little aggressive, and it's okay.
Yeah.
So this year, Jacob, our Healthy Living Director, and Baxter, our Camp and Sports Director, they're heading up this year's activities, and starts with some pizza and some games in the conference room, and then moving into the gym, everything from floor hockey to maybe some flag football, dodgeball. I mean, they've got a whole list of activities that dads get to do with their sons, and get everyone active in the gym. So when you guys leave, you're both exhausted when you get home.
Yeah. I know that there are a good number of opportunities out there for fathers and sons to be together, to grow, to bond, and all of that. But so many of them have to do with whether it's after school activities like sports, or it involves hunting or fishing or something along those lines. And nothing against any of those. Those are all great and wonderful things. But it's nice to have that kind of different thing there. Maybe not something that you've always done, or maybe something that is going to bring out different parts of your personality or different parts. It's a conversation that you learn about each other about. There's one of the coolest things in the world, I think, is learning more about your kids. And it only grows the older they get. So these kind of events, you do this and you might find out, oh, my son likes that music. I didn't even know they did. Or vice versa, where your kid finds out, hey, dad is kind of cool. There's that part of it too. There are, again, no negatives to something like this. Only positives can come from something like this.
Yeah. I mean, I even think back when I was a kid, I remember playing, just playing catch in the backyard with my dad with the football, and realizing, oh my gosh, he can really throw a football really well, or watching my dad play softball, things like that. Just as a kid, it's fun to see that fun side of the parent.
I would say that a good 50 to 60% of the stuff I learned about my dad was in that same situation, was playing catch and something like that. And I grew up seeing him do athletics my whole life, and was still like late in my life surprised by, I didn't even know he had that in him. It's such a fun event to be able to do that. And the same type of thing with the fathers and daughters. The father-daughter dance.
Yep. So this is always, I forget how many years we've been doing this, but this is always this is a fun event. Fathers are coming in with their daughters. Daughters get treated super special because they are, of course. And this is our collaboration with the Boys and Girls Club. So the Boys and Girls Club staff come alongside the staff. And really, we're using both facilities. So we start off in the club side and we work our way over to the YMCA side. So you've got everything from food. So Deanna, the cook, she puts together an incredible spread of food. So you do not have to eat beforehand by any means.
Yeah.
And then once you've had your fill, then you're going to move over to the Y side, do a craft if you want to do a craft. Otherwise, there's activities in the gym. Every year we have to do the hula hoop contest.
Nice.
So we see which daughter wins and we see which dad wins. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great time.
These are also the kind of things that when you look back in your life, you're going to be remembering, you're going to be thinking about making these memories, these moments together. And while all these are great for the parents, and I'm certainly, skewing a little bit that direction, being a dad and everything, I will say that this is so good for these kids. Not only all the things Aaron and I have just said and that, but there's so many other factors we're not even thinking of that could spark something or create something in a kid. And certainly the idea of if they become parents when they're older, the example you set, that is going to be instilled in them. Mm-hmm. And it's more likely they end up being a type of parent like that that does these things with their kids when they see you doing them.
Yeah.
And you take the time. I know how busy life is. I know how crazy it can be. Mm-hmm. And the idea of fitting anything into your schedule sometimes seems insane. But I think I can get you to do it when you think about things in the big picture.
Absolutely.
And you think about that impact and the kind of things you want to be remembering as you get older in life and these memories you want to create with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of them creating them for their kids if they see you doing it. They're more likely to. The stats speak for themselves. And I think we can 100%. Speak for ourselves as individuals when we think about this with our parents mm-hmm. and how they, they impacted us.
Absolutely. 100%.
The Irish dancing coming up, Erin. Oh, I love this. I love this one.
We've never done this before.
Yeah, I was going to say, this seems cool. I was excited to hear about it.
Yeah, yeah. And so this is for our youth. You know, unfortunately, we do have a few adults that have reached out to see if they could participate. But this instructor specifically focuses on youth. And this is completely different than anything we've ever offered. And I don't know that it's offered in the area anywhere else. But so this is kind of a one-time opportunity for your 3 to 5 year olds or your 6 to 10 year olds to really sign up and learn some fun Irish dances that are very and all traditional mm-hmm. Irish. So
that part of it is very unique. And I think that this, again, has many layers to it. Now, if there are any Irish individuals out there, you got to take this in. You have to take this in. This is your kind of event. This is lined mm-hmm. up for you. But I'll say, even as an Italian or anything else out there, anybody listening out there, it's so much fun to learn other cultures.
Yeah.
It's so much fun to learn other styles and everything. I grew up around a lot of mm-hmm. Irish families, and I know just almost as much about Irish families as I do Italians growing up in an Italian family. And mm-hmm. I every bit of it, I'm happy I know and learn. And it's popped up in life, you know, and just in general. Plus, it's fun to dance. It's fun to dance with your kids even more. Like, that's a win-win right there.
And can you imagine as a parent? I mean, I would love to, if I had a 3-year-old,
that
would be adorable. You know, that's worth it right there.
Oh my God, you just got, like, immediately imagine my daughters. Oh yeah, yeah, you're so right about that. That is a great one. Be sure to check that out. Find out more about that one, everybody. And then just a couple more I wanted to talk about with Erin before we let you go. Mm-hmm. The Lunch and Learn. This is another unique and cool thing that you guys offer over there.
Yeah, so Carrie Benda is our registered dietitian, and she offers this program. It's called Lunch and Learn. And this month, it's the January 29th, which is a Wednesday, or sorry, the 22nd, which is Wednesday, and it's at 11:15. So part of this program is, you know, you're going to sit with Carrie as she actually prepares the lunch. She talks about the nutritional benefits of the lunch, and then she talks about some cost-effective ways to get those ingredients. So it's kind of a win-win. She puts it together, she talks about the benefits, and then at the end you're going to eat that full lunch and then you enjoy some great conversation. So it's really a great program for those that want to learn maybe some unique cooking or some unique foods that maybe you haven't had before in the past, but you want to try it, but maybe you don't know if you want to invest in those ingredients. The one coming up is called Thai peanut bowl. That sounds really interesting. Mm-hmm. Maybe for some you haven't had that, and you know, do I want to invest in that? Well, I'm gonna you know, take part of this program at the Y, and if I really like it, I'm gonna walk away with a recipe. I'm gonna walk away knowing that I enjoyed it or didn't.
Right.
Yeah,
that's a really cool idea. Especially in this day and age, when we all know that things can cost more. And even if you it isn't a cost thing, just the idea of sharing this with other people, you might get tips or info that you wouldn't know. It's better to make this way, or it's better to add this or something. You know, cooking is so subjective and so fun and creative.
Yeah,
this could be this is going to be a fun one.
Yep.
And speaking of that, a very similar thing with mindful eating that is coming up.
Right. Mindful eating is very similar with the Lunch and Learn. And with mindful eating, so this is where Carrie, our registered dietitian, dives into the why behind why we eat. So, of course, she's going through a great recipe, very healthy, talks about the nutrition benefits. Like this month on the 16th, it's the vegan burrito bowl. For some of you who have thought about, you know, what is it like mm-hmm. to be vegan? What do those recipes look like? This mm-hmm. is a great opportunity. And then she dives into, you know, what's some of the thought processes behind why you choose certain foods, Where should we be at mentally when we sit down to have a meal? Yeah. So trying to, you know, connect the brain to the fork, so to speak.
Absolutely.
You know, and I don't know if you're like me, but I don't know how many times where I'm inhaling my food because I know I have 10 minutes and then I have a meeting and then
story
I'm
going to
suffer
life.
For the next 2 hours.
And yes, yes, 100%.
Yeah, it's so hard to get out of. It's hard to get out of that. But, you know, Carrie offers some good tips on how we can, you know, some realistic ways that mm-hmm. we can be more intentional with what we're eating, how we're eating, how we're setting ourselves up and all that good stuff.
And again, like so many other things we've talked about, an open conversation, an opportunity to ask questions with a real person and talk some things mm-hmm. out and just really find out, get a game plan together here, make, you know, something that you can really feel good about going forward. For every person that might be trying to lose weight or gain weight, there are plenty of people out there that are just trying to eat better.
Absolutely.
And yep. just want a better connect, a better relationship with their diet and everything. Mm-hmm. She's so good at this stuff. And really, a wonderful resource over there at the Y.
Absolutely, yep.
And there's a lot more than that. There's a lot of great resources. Gang, we haven't even scratched the surface of everything that's available at the Y. We don't have that kind of time. We just don't. Well, we gotta bring you back. That's what we got to do. And we want you to, all of these events coming up, want you to keep them in mind. And reach out to our Y if you have questions or anything like that. Erin, if they would like to, how can they do that?
Yeah. So by all means, give us a call. Our direct line is 715-818-9622. And if you have questions about anything healthy living related, you're going to connect with Jacob and we'll get you connected with him. You're always welcome to reach out to myself. My direct line is 715-818-6017. And of course, all of our programs are on our website, which is swcymca.org. So got a few resources there, and we love updating Facebook.
Yes, yes.
Find us on Facebook. That's always a fun one.
Encourage you to do that, everybody. And one more time, a big thank you to our friends at Tri-City Services sponsoring this segment. Give them a call, 715-423-5840, 423-5830, or 40. Or you can, of course, reach them at their website, tricityrefrigeration.com, tricityrefrigeration.com. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community, like our friends at Tri-City and like our friends at the Southland County YMCA. Find out more again, as Erin told you, at their website, swcymca.org, and be sure to follow them on social media. Erin, we'll talk again real soon. Happy Absolutely. New Year to you and your team.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy New Year.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up for you at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.